It is Thursday, November 7th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
The University of Arkansas Fort Smith's 33rd season of entertainment presents the Broadway musical Memphis, November 16th at 8 p.m. in the Fort Smith Convention Center. Memphis, set in the underground clubs of the 50s, follows a radio DJ who wants to change the world and a club singer ready for her big break. Tickets and more information are available at uafs.edu.
Ahead on this edition of Ozark, stories of Elizabeth Richardson, the founder of the now 50-year-old Disability Services Organization.
Plus, Veterans Day has been celebrating the heroism of those that serve America since President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed November 11th, the holiday, in 1919.
And a celebration of the mind. An event this Saturday honors a man who brought mathematics to many through his column, Mathematical Games. We'll have more on both revelries ahead on Ozarks at Large.
But first, Attorney General Dustin McDaniel announced yesterday the establishment of a task force to combat forced labor and sex trafficking in Arkansas. Its creation was part of the Human Trafficking Act, which was passed this year by the state legislature.
This is not just a problem in Central America and big cities. It is an Arkansas problem. It occurs on our interstates. It occurs in our towns. It occurs in our neighborhoods. And those of us here today have worked for years to raise awareness about this vast problem, and we have worked to mobilize the resources to prevent the problem in Arkansas.
40 people will serve on the task force. Most are with law enforcement or nonprofits that work to help victims. McDaniel says they'll lay out a plan to combat the problem, share information, and train police and judicial officials on the best ways to identify people and groups involved.
Most of those on this task force are on the front lines in the fight against human trafficking. They represent a diverse cross-section of our state, and they are all united with one goal: to improve Arkansas's response to human trafficking now and in the future, and to work cooperatively to end this crime.
The task force will hold its first meeting November 19th at the Capitol.
The Springdale Public Library will be closed for 4 days beginning next Monday. Marcia Ransom, the library's director, says the closure is necessary so roughly 160 units of metal shelvings can be replaced.
It's a very large project. It holds about 60,000 items, mostly books in this case. So when that shelving arrives, the old shelving has to be torn down and removed, and the books have to be taken off the shelves before that can be done. And then once the new shelving is installed, the books have to be replaced. So when we looked at that logistically, that's 4 days' work. And as unfortunate as it is to close the library, that's about the only way it's going to get done.
She says replacing the current hodgepodge of old and mismatched shelving that wasn't replaced in the last renovation in 1999 is part of a larger ongoing renovation effort at the library.
We've recarpeted about half the building. We've repainted throughout. Just this morning, a crew came in and replaced some of our new, more decorative type light fixtures. And also we're adding new light fixtures to our gallery area where we'll be installing a cafe in one side. So some of the renovations have been long coming, needed to do some of these things for a long time. When the economy was struck in 2008, it was probably about the time that some of these things were needing to be done, but wasn't a good time to spend money.
While the renovation won't add additional space, Ransom says it helps keep the library an attractive and appealing place for residents to spend their time. The overall renovation project will be drawn out at least through spring.
Author Joyce Carol Oates will give a free reading in Fayetteville in a few months. Oates has written more than 50 novels and dozens of short story collections, children's and young adult books, essays, and poetry collections. The reading will take place at 7 p.m. April 21st at the Fayetteville Town Center. The reading will be free and open to the public as part of the University of Arkansas Programs and Creative Writing Program's Distinguished Reader Series. Over the course of the last half century, 40 of Oates' books have been included in the New York Times list of notable books of the year.
The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality is opening its latest round of grant funding aimed at reducing diesel emissions in the state. The department has made available just more than $197,000 in the Go Red program for this year. Public and private entities and nonprofit organizations are eligible for the funding. Proposals are due by 4:30 p.m. on the last day of the month, and proposals will be accepted accepted beginning December 31st and continuing through the end of April or until the funds are expired. Those receiving GoRed funds are tasked with reducing diesel emissions by using measures such as exhaust controls, engine upgrades, idle reduction technologies, and engine, vehicle, or equipment replacement. Projects receiving money from ADEQ must be complete by August 29th of next year.
There will be a fourth party represented on the 2014 ballot in Arkansas. Yesterday, the Office of Arkansas Secretary of State Mark Martin announced that the Green Party of Arkansas has turned in enough verified signatures to gain ballot access in the state. According to the office, 11,166 signatures were verified on the party's petition, and only 10,000 signatures were needed. The final step for the certification of the party is for Green Party officers to file an affidavit to the Secretary of State's office, affirming that the party does not advocate or otherwise condone the overthrow of or treason against the United States government.
Walmart is expecting to roll out a new store format. According to documents submitted to the Bentonville Planning Commission, the retailer wants to develop the northwest corner of 14th Street and Walton Boulevard with a convenience store. The location will be a pilot project to test the store concept and will be built with 8 fuel pumps in 4 fueling islands.
The city of Fayetteville will hold its fall bulky waste cleanup this Saturday. The cleanup will be held from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Woodland Junior High, as well as the Church of Christ on West Center Street. The cleanups are for disposal of large, bulky waste only and not for normal household waste. For a list of waste accepted at the cleanup, visit the city's website, accessfayetteville.org.
The Fort Smith Police Department and the Arkansas United Community Coalition tonight will hold a bilingual forum in order to help build awareness in the immigrant community about their rights and public safety. The meeting is scheduled to take place from 6:30 until 8:30 at the Fort Smith Adult Education Center at 501 South 20th Street.
The Razorback soccer team ended its season last night with a 1-0 loss in the Southeastern Conference quarterfinal match to the top-seeded Florida. It was the first quarterfinal match for the program since 1996. The Razorbacks end the season at 5-6 in conference play and 13-8 overall.
Check on your supply of firewood. Mostly clear tonight. Lows around 29 in northwest Arkansas. Lows around 37 for the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow. Highs from 64 to 67. Clear tomorrow night. Not as cold. Lows tomorrow night around 43.